Liam awoke to the crow of the rooster. He was in a hurry to get outside and check on his cows, Facey, Diamond, and Beauty. They were his pride and joy, the envy of his entire Devonshire village. He loved them more than anything. Well, except for his wife, Maureen, of course. He rushed out of his bedroom and through the kitchen, but stopped in his tracks. Something wasn't right. He couldn't quite put his finger on it. Every utensil in its place, every pot hung, every bowl put away. Maureen would always say the excessive tidiness was because of the brownie, a small house fairy that loved to do chores. But Liam wasn't the superstitious type. He didn't believe in such nonsense. Liam couldn't figure it out, but something was different. The hearth, that was it. There was more ash than usual, he was sure of it. He called out to his wife, asking Maureen if she burned an extra bundle last night. Maureen assured her husband she had not. Maybe Liam was mistaken. Maybe the kitchen always looked like this, and the stress of the upcoming festival was putting too much pressure on him. He stood up and did one final check of the kitchen. That must be it. The stress had gotten to him. Everything was normal. Liam exited the house and made his way toward the barn. He called out to his cows, "Facey, Diamond, Beauty, how are my babies this morning?" He swung the barn door open, ready to greet his prized possessions. As the light fell across his cows, he wasn't greeted by their loving faces, but by an otherworldly nightmare. Liam's jaw dropped at the horror in front of him. Something ghastly had happened to one of his prized cows. I'm Vanessa Richardson. You're listening to Tales, a Parcast original. Every Wednesday, we dive into the dark origins of another fairy tale. You can find all episodes of Tales and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. To stream Tales for free on Spotify, just open the app and type Tales in the search bar. The tales on this podcast are dark, sometimes scary, and full of adult themes. As a warning, the original story of the three cows features animal mutilation. Please exercise caution for children under 13. At Parcast, we're grateful for you, our listeners. You allow us to do what we love. Let us know how we're doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and Twitter at Parcast Network. Today, we're digging into the classic English folktale of the three cows. It follows a cynical farmer dealing with a mysterious attack on his livestock and his hunt to find the culprits. The most commonly retold version of the three cows comes from 1866, though it undoubtedly dates back centuries before that. The first written version is attributed to the Devonshire region of modern-day England, but it has its base in a Celtic folktale. The Celts were not one set of people. Rather, the Romans used the term to cover a vast group of tribes that shared similarities in languages. The tribes themselves had a variety of gods and beliefs, but there were certain characteristics that crossed over from one tribe to another. One such attribute was the belief in the other world, the land of fairies. Fairies came in all shapes and sizes, leprechauns, pixies, brownies, buka. They could be as large as a man or as tiny as a cricket. Some were helpful. The brownies would gladly help around the home. If you had a brownie in your house, it would be spotless, just as long as you didn't thank or acknowledge him. Doing so could cause it to become mischievous or cause it to leave outright. Other fairies had much darker designs. They would look for unsuspecting victims to kill or carry off to the other world. They would steal babies and terrorize livestock. This was danger at all times of the year, though it was especially present at Beltane, the start of summer, or Samhain, the start of winter, when the veil between the two parallel worlds was at its thinnest. The other world could only be entered through certain points, caves or bogs in the wild, and hearths within the house. Fairies had an easier time than humans crossing from one world to the other, though sometimes people would wander into the other world by accident. Another commonality within Celtic communities were cows. In many agrarian societies, cows were extremely important to the sustainability of the tribes and were seen as a sign of wealth. Someone with three fatted cows would be well respected within the village and looked to as a leader. In The Three Cows, Liam's troubles began because of the pressures he felt from his fellow villagers. Liam's cows were both a blessing and a curse. Though Liam liked the respect he had within the community, he didn't like that people always seemed to expect something from him. Liam was a proud and singular man. He didn't ask for help, and he didn't readily take it. He hated the idea of community. In his opinion, every man should fend for himself. He especially hated the holiday festivals, none more than Samhain. Every year, as Samhain approached, farmers were expected to slaughter their best cow to share at the town festival. Every year, Liam managed to skirt the responsibility. But Maureen loved the village, and with Samhain 3 days away, she once again tried to convince him to sacrifice one of his cows. Liam always pushed back. "Why should I kill one of my lovely cows to feed this whole town? Do any of them help out with milking Facey? Do any of them help with cleaning the barn?" Maureen pleaded with her husband. It was only fair. The rest of the village had provided in years past, and even if Liam himself didn't believe in the festival, he should still help out his neighbors. But Liam didn't see it that way. "It's you and me, Maureen. I do the work out there in the fields, and you take care of the house. We should be the ones to enjoy our bounty, not them." Liam stared at Maureen as she shook her head.
"You say that like we don't get help around here, Liam. We get plenty of help from you-know-who," Maureen said.
Liam sighed. He had hoped to get through a dinner without her incessant talk of fairies. Maureen was a firm believer in the old ways, and she was certain that they had help around the farm from a brownie or two. Liam was too tired to beat around the bush tonight, and he blurted out,
"Just say brownie, Maureen. They're not real. They're not going to care."
Maureen gasped. Liam continued shouting,
"Thank you, brownie. Thank you, pixies. Thank you for all the wonderful work you do in the home and the barn. I owe you all that I have."
Maureen couldn't take that kind of talk anymore and left the room as Liam laughed at his own joke. From the other room, he could hear Maureen's muffled sobs. Liam stopped laughing. He had taken it too far this time. Liam loved his wife, and though he found all of her superstitions to be outdated and silly, he didn't mean to hurt her feelings. He followed his wife into their bedroom and apologized. Maureen scolded her husband.
"You shouldn't use that kind of language next to the hearth. The fairies will most certainly hear. They're sensitive beings, especially our little helper."
Liam hated how seriously she took all this fairy business, but he should have known this kind of talk would upset her. Liam kissed Maureen on the forehead and apologized again. This time he was more sincere.
"I'm sorry, my dear. I know the old ways mean more to you than they do to me. I should be more respectful."
Maureen accepted her husband's apology, and the two went into the kitchen to straighten up before bed. With the kitchen put away, Liam wanted to check on the cows one final time. He sprinkled a bit of salt in each one of his pockets to keep the fairies from carrying him off into the other world. He knew that would please his wife. But before Liam got out the door, Maureen called out to him. She hadn't totally forgotten their discussion at dinner.
Liam, would you please reconsider sacrificing a cow for the feast?
Liam winked and nodded.
I'll ask if any of them want to volunteer.
Liam crossed the darkened field and stepped into the barn. He couldn't help but admire his fat, lovely cows. He knew how much the festival meant to his wife, but how could he share one of these heifers with the commoners of the town? They were of the best stock and would provide meat fit for a king. It would be a waste to slaughter one merely for Samhain. The next morning, Maureen awoke to the sound of Liam digging through the kitchen.
"Did you burn an extra bundle last night?"
he called out to her. "What on earth is he doing in the hearth?" she wondered to herself. Liam was already out the door by the time Maureen got into the kitchen. To Maureen, the kitchen looked perfect, better than she left it. She didn't dare speak it out loud, but she had a pretty good idea why. The brownie. A sharp scream rang across the field and into the kitchen, jolting Maureen out of the moment. It was Liam. A chill shot down Maureen's back. She knew something was wrong and ran out the door and to the barn. She slowed as she saw Liam standing in the middle of the barn, not moving, mouth agape. She followed his eyes and saw the horror in front of him. Facey, the cow, stared back at her husband, her huge black eyes soulless and empty, as was the rest of her. Maureen screamed as Liam ran to Facey's side. Facey's skin flapped like a leaf in the breeze. There wasn't an ounce of meat on her, as though a parasite had consumed her inside out. She was ghostly and gaunt, literally skin and bones. She looked like a strong wind could pick her up and blow her away. Liam called out to Facey, but she just stared at him, hollow-eyed. What could have done this? Despite her terrible appearance, he was able to feel her heartbeat and shallow breath. She was somehow still alive. Maureen knew there was only one kind of creature capable of creating such a horror show. Fairies. Coming up, Liam tries to protect his two healthy cows. Now, back to the story. With Samhain only a day away, Liam remained steadfast that he wasn't going to sacrifice a cow for the feast. But the feast was the furthest thing from his mind as he and Maureen stood in his barn, staring at the emaciated and cursed vision of his cow, Facey. Maureen had never seen Liam so overcome with rage. She stood by her husband's side and did her best to comfort him, but he was inconsolable. How could this happen? Facey wasn't sick, she'd been eating, and now she looked like an empty potato sack. Maureen's voice trembled. She was certain of what had happened.
"You offended our brownie. He must be a bad one. This is his revenge."
Liam snapped at her. Now was not the time for fairy talk. This was a personal attack on them. Someone was trying to hurt this family. He said,
"Someone from town has poisoned my cow. It's jealousy. This is about their precious Samhain."
Liam blew right past Maureen and into the house, furious. She hurried behind him, doing her best to keep up. Liam was already in the bedroom by the time Maureen made it to the kitchen, her mind reeling. A brownie could be mischievous, but rarely did one escalate things to this extreme. She racked her brain. Surely there was something she wasn't thinking of that could sate the fairies. Finally, it popped in her head. Milk. She remembered the stories her grandmother told. The fairies were always appreciative of a treat, so Maureen fetched a bottle and poured out a bowlful in hopes that would do the trick. She sat the bowl down by the hearth, and her eyes were drawn to the sizable pile of ash within. This must have been why Liam asked if she had used an extra bundle. There was certainly more there than she remembered. As she was inspecting the hearth, Liam stomped through the kitchen. He said,
"I'm going to the pub. I'll crack every one of their heads until I get an answer."
With the milk sat out and her husband gone, Maureen did the only other thing she knew to do. She prayed. Liam got on his horse and headed for the village, stewing the whole way. They knew he wasn't going to sacrifice one of his cows for the festival. This was somebody's way of doing it for him. It was vengeful, hateful, pure malice. He tried to think of who was capable of such a thing. Was it George? George was always envious of his cows, but George was a coward. There's no way he would risk getting caught poisoning Facey. Edward? Edward was a nasty man, but he hated Samhain as much as Liam did. If anything, Edward would be on his side. But Sean, on the other hand, Sean had been badgering him for years to provide for the feast. He loved all the festivals, helped organize each one. That was it. That was who it had to be. Liam kicked open the door to the village pub and shouted,
"Where's Sean?"
All eyes went to Liam, his face beet red, a combination of anger and the crisp air. From the back, Sean stood up.
"What's the matter, Liam?"
Liam marched over to Sean's table and poked him right in the chest.
"What did you do to my Facey?"
Sean didn't understand. What on earth was Liam talking about? Liam ranted on.
"I know you did it. You poisoned her."
Sean's voice cracked as he spoke up.
"I've not poisoned anybody. Who's Facey? What's happened, Liam?"
Liam laid it all out, how he found his cow looking like death, the haunted look in her eyes. Clearly, someone had poisoned her, and Sean's the only person who would stoop so low as to poison a cow. But Sean claimed his innocence. Who would ever do such a thing? Sure, he wished that Liam would help out with the feast, but he would never do something like this. That was inhumane. Liam took a step back. He couldn't tell if Sean was putting him on or not. He scanned the faces in the room. All eyes were on him, everyone's face as white and shocked as Sean's. No one here seemed to know anything at all. Finally, a raspy voice broke through the silence.
"That's not the work of man."
Liam immediately knew the voice. It was the old hermit that lived out near the bog. Liam walked over to his perch in the corner of the bar and sat down. Liam had never been this close to the hermit before. His wild red hair and jagged face, more pronounced than he remembered. The hermit leaned toward Liam.
"Skin and bones, you said? Eyes empty and dead?"
Liam nodded. The hermit took a deep breath.
"That's the work of pixies."
Liam's blood boiled again. More fairy talk. The hermit must have been making fun of him. Liam jumped up from the chair. Sean tried to calm Liam. It sounded like his cow was sick. This was a good, honest village. Nobody would do such a thing. But Liam didn't want to hear any of it. He pushed by Sean and made his way to the door.
"Let this be a warning to you all. Leave my farm alone. I want no part of Samhain or any of you."
Liam got on his horse and rode back home. It didn't seem possible that no one in town had anything to do with this. Liam kept cows his whole life. He knew the signs of a sick one. He would have been able to tell weeks ago if Facey had been that ill. But sickness was the only logical answer. Maybe Sean was right. No one had ever harassed him about abstaining from Samhain before. As he rode home, Liam calmed down. This was an honest village, after all. By the time he got home, Liam was convinced he had made a mistake. He opened the door and saw the smiling face of Maureen, and for the first time all day, he was at peace. Maureen asked if he found out anything, but Liam shook his head. The cow must have been sick. That was the only explanation. Maureen sat a bowl of soup down in front of her husband. The two ate in silence, exhausted. The next morning, Liam awoke feeling refreshed, grateful to put the previous day behind him. He kissed his wife and slid out of bed. Yesterday had been stressful for both of them. Best to let her sleep a bit longer. And with Samhain starting at nightfall, she would certainly want to go celebrate, even if he stayed home. Liam dressed in silence and eased his way across the kitchen, which was once again spotless. But he didn't overthink it today. Of course, that was how the kitchen always looked. How could he have been so agitated about it yesterday? Liam approached the barn. He dreaded the sight of Facey, haunted and gaunt, quarantined like a leper in the back pen. He hoped that she would start eating soon, or at least drink some water, any sign that she was recovering. But more than anything, he had to make sure Diamond and Beauty were taken care of. He couldn't ignore them. He opened the door. Inside, he was greeted by a horribly familiar sight. Empty, hanging skin, jagged bones poking out underneath, hollow black eyes. Liam, shocked, tried to make sense of it. How did Facey get out? He looked back to her pen, but Facey was still locked up. His anguish grew as he realized the cow in front of him wasn't Facey at all, but Diamond. Liam cried out as he rushed to her side. He couldn't believe it. It had happened again. A rush of sickness fell over Liam as he turned and gagged. He wiped his mouth, a new panic sinking in. He shot upright. Where was Beauty, his third cow? He rushed to the far side of the barn and breathed a deep sigh of relief. Beauty looked perfectly fine. Whatever had affected the other two hadn't struck her. Liam locked up Diamond with Facey in the back of the barn. He walked Beauty out into the field. She would have to sleep outside. He couldn't risk her falling prey to whatever sickness had consumed his other cows. Liam stumbled into the house, his mind racing. He had never seen a disease take cows like this and take them so fast. But the most confusing part was it didn't seem to kill the cows. They were both alive, sort of. Liam stopped in the middle of the room, his eyes noticing not the spotlessness of the kitchen, but the hearth. This couldn't be right. Yesterday, the ash could have simply been from an extra log, but today, something was definitely off. The ash was piled 3 feet high.
Maureen!
Liam called out, frantic. She came into the kitchen and gasped.
What did you burn, husband?
Liam shook his head. Nothing.
Well, somebody did. Look, a whole rick of wood is gone.
Maureen pointed. Liam's eyes drifted over to the severely diminished woodpile. Somehow he missed that this morning. All of the color drained from Liam's face as he turned to his wife.
It's Diamond. She's just like Facey.
Tears welled in Maureen's eyes. The two stared at each other, awash in fear. Something terrible was definitely going on here. Coming up, Liam sets a trap to catch whoever is tormenting his cows. And now, back to the story. After accusing the townsfolk of poisoning his cow, Liam returned home to find the second of his 3 cows stricken with the same malady as the first. The skin hung off her bones like a coat on a chair, empty and light. Her eyes were lifeless. On top of that, someone had been in their house while Liam and Maureen slept. There was a pile of ash in the hearth, 3 feet high. Samhain was to begin at dusk, and Liam knew in his bones that this was all building to tonight. Liam squatted next to the hearth, getting an up-close look at the mountain of ashes. This had to be related to the cows, to Samhain. It was all too strange not to be connected. Maureen shuffled behind him, hands shaking as she grabbed the milk jug. From behind him, Liam heard the sound of milk pouring into a bowl. He looked down to the edge of the hearth at the bowl of milk from the previous day. He turned and snapped at Maureen.
"What are you doing?"
She sat the fresh bowl next to yesterday's.
"We have to try and make this up to them."
Liam was furious. He grabbed the bowls one by one and threw the milk into the hearth. Not this fairy stuff again. Had everyone in this village lost their mind? First Maureen, then the hermit at the pub. That was it. The old hermit must be behind all this. He was trying to blame it on pixies, but he was the only one in town who didn't seem surprised by his story. Liam ran to get dressed and, talking as fast as he could,
"The old hermit from the bog. He blamed all this on pixies. I'm gonna go down there right now and find out what he's doing to my cows."
Liam rushed for the door, but stopped dead in his tracks when his wife grabbed him by the shoulder. He turned, ready to snap at her, but the look on her face stopped him. She looked deeply troubled. Maureen shook her head.
"Pixies are entirely different than brownies. If they're behind this, we're in trouble."
Liam waved off his wife and slammed the door. He knew who was behind it. Liam rode straight into town, not stopping until he got to the pub. He hopped off his horse and went inside. Liam found the hermit sitting in the corner, just as he had been the day before. Liam pounded the table. He yelled,
"What did you do to my cows?"
The hermit looked up at him and frowned. He shook his head. He didn't do anything to Liam's cows. He had no reason to. Before yesterday, he had never spoken to Liam. Liam snarled at him.
"You think you should have some of my cows that I owe you a feast at Samhain? You couldn't wait. If I'm not gonna kill one for you, you'll just do it yourself, eh? Stay away from my cows and stay out of my home."
The hermit leaned forward. He celebrated Samhain in his own way. He didn't care what Liam or the rest of the town did, and he certainly wouldn't poison anybody's cows. Besides, the hermit said,
"I told you what your problem was. Pixies."
Liam, at the end of his rope, flipped the table. It crashed to the ground. Not a word was spoken in the pub. He looked every one of them in the eye. He stopped in the middle of the room, his voice dangerously quiet.
"I don't want to hear any more of this talk about pixies. I'll catch whoever's doing this, and I'll end you."
As he rode back, he began to form his plan as to what to do next. He would end this. He had barely gotten through the door when Maureen started in on her husband. She didn't care whether or not he believed in the other world. She said,
"If it is pixies, they're here for a reason. Pixies don't show up out of nowhere. You've made a deal or a promise with one of them. They're very literal creatures."
But Liam was certain of himself. He knew this was the work of that hermit, that he was the one poisoning the cows and sneaking into the house to warm himself by their fire. But Liam had a plan. He was going to catch the hermit in the act. Liam was hellbent on punishing the hermit, but Maureen tried to convey how serious she was about the pixies. Samhain was tonight. The veil between the world of humans and the world of fairies would never be thinner. If the problem was pixies, they needed to get to work defending their house. But Liam would hear none of it. He wasn't going to waste his time scattering salt or hanging iron. He was going to catch the hermit and kill him. Dusk fell over the village, marking the official start of Samhain. Liam ate his supper and then sent Maureen to bed. He was going to hide in the closet and wait for the hermit. The clock ticked away. Minutes turned into hours, but Liam sat silently in the closet, looking out into the kitchen through the crack in the door. He kept his eyes trained on the door that led to his fields. He was going to catch the hermit, or whoever it was that was causing all of this. Nothing. While at first he was kept awake by his own pure rage, his energy waned as the night went on. His concentration began to slip, and he had to bite his own finger just to keep himself awake. His eyes grew heavy. Just as he was thinking hiding in a closet all night wasn't the best idea, something caught his attention. He wasn't sure if his ears were playing tricks on him or not. Liam's ears perked up. Was that Beauty mooing? Yes, he was certain of it. He was going to catch the hermit in the act. Suddenly, the door to the kitchen flung open. Liam couldn't believe what he was seeing. Beauty, his last healthy cow, was being led into the kitchen by her halter. Hundreds, maybe thousands of little pixies were dragging the cow into the kitchen. They were tiny creatures, each the size of a cricket, but they moved like an army. They had shocks of red hair and beards, with pointy ears, all decked out in green. Liam had never seen anything like them. Fear ran through his body. Fairies were real, after all. The clock kept ticking, but Liam couldn't hear it. His heart raced, terrified. His wife was right. The hermit was right. He couldn't move, completely transfixed by the movements of the tiny creatures. One of the pixies broke from the swarm and flew right up to Beauty's face. Liam leaned closer to the crack of the door. He was careful not to be seen, but he had to know what was going on. The pixie pulled back a tiny arrow and sent one shot directly into the cow's forehead. The cow dropped on the spot. Liam covered his mouth to keep from screaming. His last prized cow, Beauty, collapsed on his kitchen floor, surrounded by thousands of these tiny pixies. At once, the pixies pulled swords and covered the cow like a swarm of locusts, cutting through her flesh like it was hot butter. Tears welled in Liam's eyes as the pixies skinned Beauty right in front of him. As the legion of pixies peeled the flesh from Beauty's body, one pixie flew above them all. He carried a tiny scepter and wore a crown. All the other pixies looked to him. This was the king. The pixies went silent and stared, rapt, at their leader. The king shouted to his army,
"Praise Mr. Liam, for on Samhain we don't have to hunt. He owes us all that he has. Stoke the fires. We will eat every bit of this beautiful cow."
The words echoed in Liam's head as he went pale. "I owe you all that I have." He said it just 3 nights ago, mocking his wife. The pixies must have heard him, and being the literal creatures that they were, they took him up on his offer. Liam watched in horror as a second group of pixies entered, carrying a fresh bundle of wood for the hearth. They stacked the wood high, creating a wicked-looking fire. The pixies dug their knives into Beauty's muscles and ripped the meat clean off the bone. First the face, then the chest, the legs, the rump. Then the pixies moved inside the cow, cutting out the heart, the lungs, the stomach, and finally, the liver. Soon, the cow was nothing more than a bloody skeleton, as hunks of red meat flew around the room. The pixies threw the flesh into a pot, boiling it and grilling it as soon as it was cut from the cow. The pixies didn't even let the meat cool, consuming it fresh from the flames. They then tossed the bones into one big pile as they tore through Beauty. The King Pixie once again spoke up.
"Be careful. We can't have any broken bones."
The horror went on for hours, Liam never able to look away. The pixies ate the whole cow, leaving not one morsel of beef. After finally finishing their feast, the pixies pulled the bones from the pile and began to toss them around. They played games with the bones. Catch, sword fighting. They built a seesaw, rocking back and forth on the bones of Liam's beloved cow. Liam watched in horror as a bone flew out of a pixie's hand. It hit the ground and rolled right in front of the closet. He was going to be discovered. Without thinking, Liam shot his hand out of the door and grabbed the bone, pulling it in before anyone could spot it. The pixie that lost the bone scanned the floor, searching for the tiny piece. Liam held his breath, terrified. The pixie continued to search for the lost bone.
"Gather the bones!"
the King Pixie called out as dawn began to break. All of the pixies flew around the room, scooping up the bones at hand. With the same speed and efficiency that they took the cow apart, the pixies went to work reassembling Beauty's skeleton. In a flash, the whole frame of Beauty was standing in front of Liam. The pixies grabbed Beauty's pelt and dragged it across her frame, pulling her skin tightly into place. The King Pixie flew high and tapped his scepter on Beauty's empty face. Beauty mooed back to life, a meatless, undead existence. The pixies dragged Beauty back out by her halter, singing as they went. But Beauty had a hitch in her walk. Something was missing. Liam looked down at the bone in his hand, the missing piece of his precious cow.
"Thank you for the feast, Liam,"
they called out. Liam's eyes drifted back up. A rooster called in the distance. As the cock crew, away they flew. Whether Liam wanted to or not, he had provided a feast for someone. Liam slunk out of the closet, broken and tired. His whole body shook. His eyes were empty and haunted. Liam fell into bed as the sun came up, and as he faded away, he thought, "I wish I would have fed her to the village instead." While this version of the story comes from the Celtic oral tradition, similar versions of the story are known all across Europe. Italian, Irish, German, Swiss, and Scandinavian folk stories all have accounts that closely resembled the Celtic story of the three cows. Stories featuring resurrected animal skeletons appear from as far away as India. The oldest version of the story might be the Eddaic legend of Thor, wherein after a long night of traveling, Thor killed one of the goats that pulled his cart, ate it, and in the morning struck the bones with his hammer, bringing it back to life. That one is a bit cheerier than the version you heard today, but the bones of the story are the same. Thanks for listening to Tales. We'll be back next Wednesday with a new episode. You can find more episodes of Tales and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify. Not only does Spotify already have all of your favorite music, but now Spotify is making it easy for you to enjoy all of your favorite Parcast originals, like Tales, for free from your phone, desktop, or smart speaker. To stream Tales on Spotify, just open the app, tap Browse, and type Tales in the search bar. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and Twitter at Parcast Network. Join me next week for another dark and surprising fairy tale. Tales was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. Executive producers include Max and Ron Cutler, sound design by Russell Nash, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, Isabella Way, and Paul Mahler. This episode of Tales was written by Jesse Harris, with writing assistance by Greg Castro. I'm Vanessa Richardson.